What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Great.
We hope everyone else is having a wonderful Thursday or whenever you're listening to this. We do two positive news stories on Thursday. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those five-star reviews with comments go a long way. Help us spread this positive news that we're trying to share every business day. If you send us a five-star review and a comment and a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your positive news story, sir?
Man, so this story I got from CBS News, I saw it, I read it, and I thought it was pretty cool. It's a nice story about perseverance. In 1998, I have a British adventurer by the name of Carl Bushby. He started off in Chile. And when I say started off, this man is from Hull, England. He set a goal to walk all the way around the world without using any types of forms of transportation. In 1998, remember, JP, it is now 2025. So whenever he set this, he started off in Chile. He had a route, and he decided, no matter what, I'm going to take this path. As he was walking, of course, he dealt with all kind of issues, whether he had to fight.
All kind of issues.
Got me for the first one of the week. Okay. He had to deal with a lot of issues. Whenever he was in Russia, he actually got banned for entering incorrectly. During the 2008 financial struggles, he lost sponsorship. During the pandemic, he couldn't go anywhere. Whenever he went to Mexico, he had visa issues, so he got stuck in Mexico for years. This man refused to quit, though. Last year, he couldn't travel through Iran or Russia, so he took a new challenge. He decided to swim across the Caspian Sea. With a support team and a co-swimmer, of course, he spent 31 days completing the 179-mile crossing, JP. This man has been doing this for 27 years, and he is expected to finish in the summer of 2026. He said this is the first time he's going to be going home and seeing a lot of family for the first time and meeting a lot of family for the first time. He's really excited because he knows he's going to get to know everybody and they're going to get to know him again. And I thought this story was amazing because this man has been through hell and back. He's been doing this for 27 years and he set a simple goal to walk around the world. I know it sounds simple, I guess. It doesn't really sound simple, but it's a short statement. Let's just say that. But this man has been doing it for 27 years and he hasn't quit. And I just thought this was awesome because you can't ever underestimate a person. Let's just say that. You can do anything you really set your mind to. Just don't give up. And that's what this story taught me.
So a few things you didn't talk about. He had to get through
Alaska.
He had to get through a jungle and they were like, you're not going to make it. So he had to work with the natives to get around. There was this Russia. They made him fly back. So every time he walked, he had to fly back into a check-in on the weekends. So he would go forward, one step forward, two steps back. That was him. So he had to walk past the checkpoint and then walk backwards, fly backwards too. Like they would make him go backwards. It took him forever to get across Russia. They went across the sea because of the pandemic.
Yes.
The funniest thing I saw in the comments, he's trying to go to the UK. It's like a small town. So no wonder he didn't want to go back. That's what one of the people from that town said.
That's messed up.
I was like,
see, the craziest thing about this adventure was that I read was him going to Alaska and him having to jump from ice to get away from polar bears. To me, in my head, I'm like, I don't know if this is too positive right now. But hey, he went through a lot just to do this, man. And I think it's amazing. A 27-year journey.
That's how the Native Americans got here. They walked across the strait whenever it was frozen. So he did the same thing.
The thug life chose him, man.
And he went 80 kilometers too far north while doing that.
Map quest.
There's no map quest when you're on the ocean. We would know when we were on the lake, right?
We got lost on the lake. We couldn't have done that. The Caspian Sea, we would have been done for, man.
My positive news stories. Very heartwarming. It's about a gentleman named Bruce Perry. He is a resident, or was a resident, of British Columbia province in Canada. And in 2002, he was 73, and he heard about Ukraine, what they were doing with the invasion from Russia. And he's like, I'm going to go help. I'm going to go enlist. So he sold his house, as many possessions as he could, and he went to Ukraine to enlist. He's like, I'm a volunteer. I want to help fight. And I'm like, my guy, you're 73. can't do this. And so he couldn't enlist, but he stayed in Ukraine. Instead of being like, oh, this is sad, dismissed, going back, he stayed. Instead of helping fight the war, he changed his outlook to helping animals. So he worked with Animal Rescue, a veterinary clinic in war-torn Ukraine. And there he works for dogs and cats that have been abandoned or severely injured during wartime, suffering broken limbs, wounds, fur, all the things. And he helps them recover. And then he finds people to adopt them.
The story is so short, but at the exact same time, my mind is going crazy. This man went to the Ukraine to fight in a war, and he ended up saving the animals of the community.
Yeah.
Wow. And he's in his 70s. Sorry, it's just wild to me. That's amazing. Like, he had a whole completely different mindset when he went there, realized he couldn't do it. But instead of giving up and going back and just restarting somewhere else, he decided, I'm going to help out in another way. That's exactly how we should be living our lives. Things will not always go as planned, but we still need to figure out how to get up and help. So shout out to him, man. That's amazing.
I actually think he ended up with a net win, because I would much rather help the animals than get shot at. That's just me. I might be a coward. That's why I'm not Bruce Perry.
Hey, I agree.
That's why he's a positive person of the year.
Hey, shout out to Bruce.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Grateful for our listeners. Our podcast is getting a little bit more views and listens, and we need all the comments and emails we can get so we can improve this. I appreciate everybody telling us to
pronunciate better.
Exactly. We've been butchering names for years, and it's time that we stop.
Yeah, I got the little thing in my notes where it stepped out the spelling. Boom, boom. That's how I've been doing them better. Oh, it's like doing the do-re-mi. I'm warming them up.
I'm literally going to YouTube. I'm putting in every name I cannot say into YouTube, and I'm figuring it out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely reading it. I'm not a video person. But I'm also grateful for the listeners, because I have a challenge that I haven't told you. Do the listeners want us to go to 3 positive news stories a day and then 6 on Fridays? Because I am at an overload right now. I have at least 17 backed up positive news stories. And I haven't told you this either. We're on a new platform. I can check our consumption rate. Most people stop listening at the gratitude section. It says it's like 70%. And I checked and I was like, oh, no one listens to the gratitude segment. So who's ever listening right now, do you want us to do more positive news stories? Because apparently no one cares about this segment, which makes sense.
Indeed.
You're here for the positive news. We're just trying to help you think of one thing you're grateful for.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, it is not bad.
I think they'll be okay listening about what we're grateful for, though.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.